This Friday, after the turkey and the football and the pumpkin pie, we're going to be marking the National Day of Listening. And we're inviting you to do the same. Sit down with friends or loved ones, turn on a tape recorder, ask them to talk about their lives. That's exactly what Katie Davis did. She's a longtime contributor to this program. She sat down with a man she only knew by name. Carlton Davis waits outside her local grocery store in Washington, D.C., and helps people carry their bags home. Here's Carlton telling Katie his story.
You know, I came from a big family, you know, Katie, a family of 21. And my mom had two sets of twins, one set of triplets. I'm one of the triplets sitting here today, you know, so never got one thing you asked Santa Claus for, you know. I always wonder why. It was too many of us for Mom and Dad to really play that Santa Claus role. Every year as a kid, I would ask for the same thing, a hop-along castor outfit and two white pearl-handled guns and a black cowboy outfit and a white hat. That's all I ever wanted. I'm still waiting. So that was tough, you know. Never got the education that I really wanted, that some of my friends got, that I always wanted. I was very slow in school, so never got no help for that, you know. And, you know, all these things live with me, you know. And, after Mom and Dad died, really, I know today when I came up here, I brought my problem with me. I never did anything about them, so that's why they escalated, the drinking and the smoking, till I really got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know. Finally, had my last drink in December 17, 1987. So, you know, I have a life that money can't buy. You know, I don't know anything that I need that God hasn't provided for me since I've been sober. And that's why, you know, I give myself for people, you know. I try to help somebody, you know. And, I'm living a good life, you know.
Carlton, how did you learn to do this, to take care of people? Why do you think this has become sort of your job, really?
Well, you know, it's something I've been doing all my life, you know. What I say to the kid, especially if I see him being this nice kid with somebody else, and that changes to a lot of foul talking, and I, you know. And then when I catch him by himself, I said, I saw you with some of your friends, some of your new friends. I said, you know, and I heard you saying some words I never heard you say before. I said, that ain't the kid I picture you to be. I said, you know, I've been bragging about how nice you is, and a lot of them, they want to do the right thing, but they don't have nobody to give them a nudge, you know. And I'd give them the high five, you know, and I'd talk a little nice talk with them, you know. Some of them know me by name, some of them don't. Some of them call me that speaking man. Some of them call me that man that stand on the corner all the time. I take it as a compliment, because they never see me doing wrong. They always see me to help somebody, you know, and that's what I do, Katie, yeah.
Carlton Davis, recorded by Katie Davis for the National Day of Listening. Katie has been gathering stories in her Washington neighborhood for over a decade. Find out how to record your interview at nationaldayoflistening.org.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.